This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. How are you doing? I'm on assignment, on a mission from God to find the best passion entrepreneurs that I can find. We're speaking today with Karen Ranz of Launch Funding Network and the Network of Business Angel and Investors. It's part of the family of Cougaran Holdings. It's, an investment company seeking money for investors and entrepreneurs and angel investors. So, Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ken. Good to be here today.
Now, you have responsible for raising over $25 million. That's a lot of money.
Well, that part of that came through the legacy of the Network of Business Angels and Investors, which I acquired in 2005. So it had been around for 13 years, and under the original founder raised a good portion of that. We're on track right now since I restructured the organization and combined it with the resources of Launch Funding Network. We've put about, I guess since I took it over in 2005, I think we're up to about about $4 million in the last 2 years, about a little over a million of it just this past year. So we're considered the most active investor group in the Southeast as a result of all that activity. There's been 10 or 12 companies that have received funds through our organization as a result of the infrastructure and the two pieces of the equation that we cover through Cougaran Holdings.
Oh, so let's talk about what. So I always like to ask this question, the passion question. So what is your passion?
Well, Ken,
my passion
is entrepreneurship. I think, as a proud American, entrepreneurism is the heartbeat of America. They say that Chevy is. No, I think it's entrepreneurism because,
absolutely.
Because you think about everything that we ever have that we take for granted, whether it's the table or the car or the anything in our life, somebody at some point had an idea, thought of that, created it, and brought it to market. So it is what makes our economy go. It is what fills dreams. It is what creates wealth, is entrepreneurism. And because we have a free society and a free economy, anybody that has a will and a way and is smart enough to be able to go get the proper guidance and assistance to get to that from A to B can be successful as an entrepreneur in our
country. That's where Cougaran Holdings comes into play. So that's your passion, entrepreneurship. So what's your vision for your companies?
Well, within Cougaran Holdings, we have almost silos of companies. One, Launch Funding Network is the consulting services group that helps companies. So NBNI is the investor source for angel investors, and then we have an educational arm to that as well, KYR Media. And so we have the two sides of the equation, the capital and the resources for a company to be successful.
Both sides
of the equation.
That's interesting.
Okay, I guess in a little bit we'll be talking about uniqueness, and we'll come back to that. But so my vision is to be to do for the private equity early stage market what E-Trade did for the stock market. It is very, very difficult. We fit in a gap, and it's very difficult for companies that are early stage, pre-revenue, or at that early piece to be able to go find the capital that they need. They can't go to a bank. They can't go to VCs for the most part. So there is a fundamental need for somebody to help them connect with that capital and to do it efficiently and effectively. And we will be, our vision is to be the national organization that provides the resources and the capital for companies across the country and actually across the world. And there'll be some things coming from us in 2008 that's really going to make that happen. But so we're going to take the mystery out of that process and make it efficient and effective so that company we are the go-to spot for companies to come get money.
That is a pretty impressive vision. So how are you going to get there? What's the mission? How are you going to get to reach your vision? What kinds of things are you doing right now to reach that vision?
Well, our mission is to make very make LaunchFN, Launch Funding Network, very efficient and effective in the process of screening companies to identify, are they investor ready, so the company doesn't waste time and money going after money that they most likely would not attract. So we help them by keeping them focused on what it is they need to do in order to be attractive to investors and providing the necessary resources for that.
So that's Launch Funding.
That's Launch Funding. And then NBA and I, for the Network of Business Angels and Investors, it's developing relationships with investors actually across the country, expanding either through syndication with other investor groups or through individuals, providing a means for individual investors that may not be connected to a group to be involved in a community and be able to mitigate the risk of that investment that they're interested in, because I know there's other investors that are interested in that as well, and then providing the education so that somebody that has the means to be an investor learns how to be an angel investor, because the number one reason why investors that have the ability to invest don't actually invest is because of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt of the process. They can go get training on real estate investing, on stock market investing, but nobody except our company offers training on how to be an angel investor.
Wow, so you've got both sides of the coin. You've got the investor group and you have the company seeking money from the investors, angel investors. Okay. What other initiatives are you doing to reach your vision? So you mentioned those two companies. What other things are you doing?
Well, we have a golden nugget that
golden
will
nugget.
Be launched in 2008 that I'm not at liberty to disclose at this
it's just
time.
Just between you. So, we're just having a conversation between you and I.
So,
you can hold
stay tuned.
Okay.
We'll be doing another podcast on that one in probably a month or so, maybe.
We'll be looking forward to that. But you do have some events that you do periodically. Is that correct?
Yeah, LaunchFN runs investor relations campaigns for companies, and one of the pieces of that puzzle is participation in the NBA and I event, the Network of Business Angel and Investor Private Equity Forum, which is held almost on a monthly basis. And four or five companies come in and present to an audience of investors, and then they help them. The investors review them to decide if they're going to make an investment in that.
So is that free for angel investors to come?
No, angel investors that are not members yet of NBA and I pay to attend that event. And then members of NBA and I, it's free. They've paid to become a member, just almost, kind of like being in a chamber or something like that.
Okay.
And then companies also pay to present at the event, because there's additional work that's done as far as coaching them on their presentation and follow-up and posting of their information to the rest of our investor community and things like that. So
we have the two companies that you have and the events. What are you doing that's pretty unique in terms of product, or I guess maybe services, for the angel investors and the entrepreneurial companies seeking money and capital?
Our primary unique value proposition in the marketplace is that the fact that we have both sides of the equation. There are people out there that do events, but they don't have any of the consulting element to it to help to identify if a company's got a gap that needs to be filled and how do they go about filling that gap and fixing something that's in their company. And they don't really have the other piece of the equation to make sure that that company's really investor ready. It's almost like whoever's willing to pay can get up in front of the investors. Then you also have on the investor side of that equation, the investors know coming to our event, one, they're going to be sitting next to investors. It's a fun event for them. They're going to see good quality deals. I mean, more often than not, I get feedback after our event. It's like, Karen, I just wish I had more money because there's so many companies I'd like to invest in, right? That's a great thing for an investor to be trying to decide which of these companies, because they're all good, right? So there's consulting groups out there, there's brokers out there, there's other people that do sort of the finding the money side of things, but they don't have a group and an event. They've got a handful of people they might take a deal to, but they don't have an event that brings in new investors every month to see deals and also gets fresh investors coming to them on a regular basis to look at the deals that have been done last month or the month prior. So.
Well, so that's pretty unique. So you've got both sides of that. That's what makes you. So, what about some success stories that you can share? Any companies that you've raised money for, or maybe angel investors that love what you do and you've been able to give them what they need and what they're looking for?
Yeah, there's probably three companies that I would highlight as being some of our key successes. Mostly because they break some of the paradigms of how angel investors work. A lot of people think angel investors will only invest in their own backyard. And so it's and the reality is that in our particular case, if you can mitigate the risk because there's another investor group that's involved, then our investors will have clearly shown that they will invest in companies that aren't located in Atlanta, where we're located, but also will syndicate with other investor groups that are in the other investor groups that will also syndicate with our investors because they see our investors having taken a lead in a deal. So one company that our investors invested in is Tigo. They have a RFID tag that is programmable yet passive, which means that it doesn't have any energy on the tag itself. They saw an opportunity because Boeing has been trying to develop a tag that could be on their planes. These new planes are coming out with the Dreamliners, I think they're called, that would last 20 years, store all of the hard information on it in the maintenance history, but not have any kind of electrical signal coming from it because the FAA requires no electrical signals when a plane is taking off.
Like you called it a what kind of tag was this?
It's a programmable passive RFID tag, radio frequency identification tag. Okay.
So what does that do? Because RF means something. So what is
it? Well, see, way has been working in the past. Whenever RFID tags are used in retail, in parts management, manufacturing, all kinds of stuff.
And so that's a code on the...
No, that's a UPC tag.
Okay.
These are usually, you'll see, if you see it on a tag, a lot of times it's like it's white underneath on the cover and there's something back behind it. It's
okay,
like a little
gotcha.
electrical secret. And the passive ones, like when you go to the store and somebody doesn't swipe your thing and you walk out the store and the buzzer goes off, that's an RFID tag.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Indicated
now.
That your company has, I mean, that you've walked off with something or else, you know, that you didn't, the checkout person didn't scan it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's one company.
Yeah, so that company was pre-revenue. And was probably not going to generate revenue for another 4 or 5 months or 6 months, but they were out of Boston. They had initial amount raised through their local group, and our group came in. And part of the reason why our group was eager to invest was the terms were right, the way they had structured it. They also had a management team that had a track record of success. So they weren't nervous about, and there was lead investors in another market, so they felt comfortable about making that investment. We had a similar company, sort of the flip of that, where it was an Atlanta-based company, a life sciences company, Vistar, that makes a non-allergenic latex. They had raised a bunch of money through what we call subjective investors. Listen to the other podcast for the definition of that. And they had... which were doctors, and they kind of hit a wall. They came to our group, which would be considered objective investors, people in the business of investing. They put some money in through LaunchFN's network and syndication, kind of because NBNI had already screened them and liked them. We were able to connect them up with the an angel investor group out of White Plains, New York, that put a couple $100,000 more into it.
So you actually work with other...
Right.
Angel investor.
Because there's not most often one group will not do a full amount that a company needs. They need to have a strategy that's going to put them in front of many investors in order to raise their full amount. So so those are two examples of where we had companies that were both pre-revenue, both had management that was experienced and had a track record, and both end up connecting with capital in two different markets, but in both cases it was because the source market kind of leaded and had been a, they knew they had sort of vetted the deal, that the remote market decided that they would invest also.
So you mentioned two companies. That's very interesting. So you mentioned a third company. You want to talk about that one? Or?
Well, real quick, most often, this was a company. It's a local Atlanta company that's a software company. And they first came to us looking for angel investor capital, but then got, like a lot of companies do, decided, oh, well, we're doing so well, let's just skip the angel round and go straight to the VC round.
Okay.
So at the time, I recommended to them that it's going to take a while to raise the VC money. Their valuation may not be what they need for VC money. Why don't you simultaneously work on an angel round while you're developing the relationships with the VCs? And they didn't buy that. They went off, banged their head for a bit, trying to do the VC thing, realized the VCs, there were VCs that were interested, but how much the equity the VCs wanted to take was significantly more than what the company was willing to give up, because their valuation just didn't map.
So when you say equity, that means they want a part of the company.
Oh, yeah. So they weren't, you know, they wanted, say, you know, maybe 45% of the company, and the company only wanted to give up 25% or something. And so they came back to us, because we had one lead investor that really liked the deal, so he stayed in touch with them. And he, you know, and so, but they didn't actually have an offering. Kind of going to other things we've talked about, you've got to have the right investor documents. And they didn't actually have an offering. So he and I drafted an offering that would have had the terms that investors would really like. And they took that to their lawyer and put it into their proper legal documents. And then we've been very successful in raising, so far it looks like about $600,000. We're probably going to have another couple hundred thousand come in before the end of the year. They're trying to raise $1 million, and you know, and that came as a result. And then that, and what ends up happening as a result of that is that that money may be enough for them to get to a point they may not even need the VC money.
Really?
Because they're going to have so much cash flow coming out as a result of the additional products they're going to bring to market, that they may not even need the VC round. But at least they have options. They can decide, and they will have reached the valuation that would justify going out to the VCs and not giving up as much equity as they wanted. So we were real happy with that one, because it's the first time that NBA and I has come together as a group, structured their own terms, and used that economic leverage to work with the company and get the company to agree
to
those terms.
So that puts that company in a good position. So they have choices. Maybe a bank would be interested in doing business with them, give them a loan, so not to give up a piece of their company, or the equity in their company. So, okay. So, you're doing some great things. So, what are your clients saying about you? What makes you special? Why do they do business with Karen Rands and Launch Funding and NBAI?
Well, there's actually quite a few testimonials, recorded testimonials of our clients that are up on our website at the Launch Funding Network website. I think you get to it down under, I forget exactly which tab.
What's the website address?
LaunchFundingNetwork.com, LaunchFundingNetwork.com, LaunchFundingNetwork.com. Basically what the companies say is that we're different because we help them all the way through the process in identifying, you know, their investor readiness and helping them fix things that need to get fixed before they spend the time and money to go after investor dollars. And we do that through our funding application process or our private equity application process. And we do a full business plan review where we have analyst MBA students that follow a very strict guideline on what it is that we look for at companies, what investors come for, and then we produce a report. We spend an hour on the phone with the company reviewing the report talking about what it is they need to do. When they're investor ready, you know, we make sure that their presentation is what it needs to be to garner the investor's attention. We help communicate out to our investor audience that this is who's going to be participating in the event. And then we help them follow up with those investors after the fact. We also allow the companies to come back to future events and give updates, because one of the key things that you've got to be able to do is maintain communication with your investors and tell them somebody that, you know, may not be able to invest today because they've got their money's tied up in something, they can't quite get it right now. They're looking at your deal, they like it, but they can't invest today. So 60 days later, they're looking at another group of deals, but if you're there giving them an update and they hear how much progress you made in that last 60 days, they're going to go like, wow, I remember this company. They were good before. They're even better now. Now let me invest, right? So you've got to be able to have that kind of continuum of communication with them. So when companies plug into that system, they just love us because nobody is doing that for them. Mm-hmm. Most people sort of, you know, if they're event people, they just throw it on the wall, here it is, and then they're on their own. And they're just sort of like left out in the woods to try to navigate and figure this thing out. If they're a, the other thing is that if they're working with a finder, the finder's got, you know, a handful of folks that they're going to take it to, and once they've kind of tapped that out, they don't have an infrastructure or a way to go and get additional investor interest. We have an infrastructure and a way using internet marketing and using very innovative approaches that's high-tech, high-touch to get more additional investor interest for a company.
Okay, so in summary, if for a company looking for dollars, why should somebody use your company, Cougaran Holdings, Launch Funding Network, why should they use you guys and select you?
They should use us because we have a track record, we have experience, we have a great reputation, we have the pieces and parts to actually get it done. You know, not only do we have the investors and a funding network that's, we have over 3,000 investors in our database that we work with, and hundreds of lenders and alternative lenders. So, you know, we have the sources of capital. and so, you know, we can help them all the way through the life cycle. So once they get through the angel investor side and they're going after the next round of money or other money, then, you know, we can help them that with along those lines. We have a company right now that we just finished securing them. They, you know, classic retailer that got the big, giant, big box order, $750,000 of their product, and they needed to be able to go out and get that manufactured in China and import it and basically float $300,000 for 120 days. Where are they going to get that kind of money? A bank's not going to do it. They're under 2 years old. Well, we were able to arrange the financing on that. It's just getting closed now while he's also raising private equity money to bring on key resources and marketing. Private equity angel money comes for the things you can't borrow against, like marketing and branding and those kind of things, all that soft dollar stuff, you know, that and intangibles. And so, you know, we're a company that can provide both sides of that financial equation for the company, but also develop a strategy that makes it time efficient and effective for them to be able to, you know, go after the right kind of money whim.
So if I'm an angel investor, why should I select your company?
Well, angel investors like to come to us because, one, they know that the deals are getting vetted. People that I hear all the time from investors that go to other companies' events, other, you know, folks around town, you know, they go, I don't want to disparage, so I'm not going to name the name, but there's, you know, an organization that has been around a while, and there's usually only two or three investors there because they know the deals are half the time are a joke that are up there. They can't present. It's not a good business model. Nobody's really vetted them, and so they come to our event because they know they're not sitting next to a guy that's going to be looking for a job. They're sitting next to another millionaire, and then when they see the company, every company that comes through, they may not be perfect. But we disclose what's not perfect about them. But with money and with some key resources, that company has the ability to succeed. The fundamentals are there. And so the money pays for some of those key resources. Sometimes it's a key management person. Sometimes it's a key consultant. Sometimes it's a key structure thing. So whatever it is, they know that those companies have been through a vetting process and they've got the fundamentals. They still need to go do their own due diligence, but they've got the fundamentals. And it's a fun event. They like hobnobbing and socializing with these others. It's like the country club for investors. So investors come to our events because it's worth their time and energy if they're looking for deals to invest in, and they have a good time getting to know the other investors.
And you mentioned the high-tech, high-touch services that you offer. Speak about that. What were you talking about when you talked about high tech?
Well, since we know there are 250,000 angel investors out there that are not associated with any group out in our country, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a large number.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They're not in any particular group. They don't go to events. So how do you reach those guys? You reach them by subliminally putting that company in front of them because it's something they're interested in. If they're a sophisticated investor, they're researching on things. If they're, say, it's life sciences or something, and they're researching on stuff, they've got a personal interest in an area. Maybe I use my, go back to Vistar, the life sciences company. Maybe there's a maybe they have a relative that's allergic to latex. So they're out there searching on solutions for latex allergies. And there's an article or a press release about this company that's got a solution for latex allergies. Well, that's kind of interesting. I wonder what that company's all about. Let me look at it. And there's links in that that take them to a page. You know, that if they're an investor and they can qualify, then they get a pass-through to go through to a page that's got the executive summary, that's got a video message of the comp of the CEO talking about what it is that we're doing, you know, all these things. So an investor that's looking at stuff, and if they're investing in certain kinds of things, maybe they're doing Web 2.0 communities. Well, they've set their Google up to send them press releases and articles that have certain keywords in them. So they're getting the articles and the information to learn about that industry that they're interested in.
And you're taking advantage of this.
And so they're looking, and so then we drive them to a web page that we've created that has, that can, part of it's public, part of it's password protected and private, that gives the investor information about the company so they can go, wow, this is pretty cool. I'd like to know more about this company. And set up a phone call, or set up a meeting, or set up, you know, or request to get the private placement memorandum, or whatever, but start the process. And so the way you reach those 250,000 that aren't out, that aren't in any group, I mean, you can spend thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars traveling all around to get all the different events that are out there, you know, or you can spend thousands of dollars to create, and at that point in time, I mean, the events are a necessary part of it, but when you figure out that you need to get in front of an X number of investors in order to get to the number that you actually need to invest, you've got to figure out a way to increase your odds by getting those ones that have that affinity. They've got a subjective reason to want to invest because they're already motivated and looking into your space. You know, and they're looking for products that are like what you're doing or accomplishing what you're doing or solving a need in the marketplace. You know, sometimes it's they're out there looking for something. They want a new widget or a new something that they're wishing that they had a solution for. And so they go out to the internet looking for a product that does something that they need. And when they find your company, you know, having information for them as an investor, because sometimes they don't know how big the company is, and they go, wow, this is exactly what I've been looking for. Oh, I can invest in that company too? Isn't that cool? You know, so we work with companies to set that up so that we can find those people, because those are the ones that are going to make a decision and they may be willing to forgive certain things that aren't quite right. They're not don't have as much revenue. They're not profitable yet. They'll overlook some of that stuff if they've got an emotional connection because they were looking for a solution to a problem or looking to learn about a certain kind of offering or industry solution, and they stumbled on that company as a result of the internet. And so that's the high-tech part. And then enabling them, because we capture their information and we reach out to them in a high-touch way. Oh, I saw you were interested in this company. Can I answer any questions for you, sir or ma'am?
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. So in summary, in conclusion, Karen Ranz of the Launch Funding Network and the National Business Association for Investors.
Network of Business Angels and Investors.
You do that so well, better than I do. In summary, what do you want our listeners to take away from this conversation about your companies?
Well,
and what you can do.
The best thing for a company to do is to get started. We offer a very cost affordable registration process to schedule time with one of our consultants to talk about what you need to do to get going or what kind of money you need to go after. And that's through the launchfundingnetwork.com. And you get a, click on the Get Started, and it'll take you to an option to do registration. If you want to do that first, you're not quite sure, you want to talk to somebody first, that's the best way to go. If you think you're ready to meet with investors and you want to just get going, or one thing that we offer through our funding application or our private equity application.
So you've got a special offer. We're listening.
This is a thing that we offer there that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you've been out trying to raise money and you've sent your business plan out to different people, and you know, maybe it's 20 different investors you've had it in front of, and you haven't gotten a lot of traction on that, where you haven't gotten a lot of people saying, yeah, let's sit down and talk about the terms, the deal, or let's sit down, there's something wrong with your business plan. And an entrepreneur is ill-equipped, unless they've done it once before, is ill-equipped to know what's wrong with
their business plan. So they need objective advice.
They need somebody that's got experience, knows what investors want, that will review the business plan and give them objective feedback on it. And we've had companies that were too early stage to reach our investors. They were doing a friends and family round. And as a result of the changes that we made, were able to go out and raise $150,000 from their own people that they didn't waste, because it's just like going on a job interview. You can only make a first impression one time. And if you put a business plan out there that doesn't do what you need it to do, doesn't communicate the two things that an investor wants to know, how they're going to get their return on investment and how are you mitigating their risk, and if it doesn't answer those two things, they're going to circular file it. They're just going to delete it. If it's got, you know, errors in it, if it's got things that are like blatant, if it's hard to read, they're not even going to bother. And so you need to make sure that your business plan does what it needs to do when you get down that process. So I encourage people to take us up on doing the funding application. You get a yellow light, green light, red light for going forward. And we always have, you know, you can look at our calendar of events, and maybe there will be an event that you can try to participate in as an entrepreneur. So that's the best thing that I recommend that you go do.
And what about for investors?
And for an investor, you know, we encourage you to go to the same website, launchfundingnetwork.com, and click on company portfolios or portfolio companies. That's the list of all the companies that have been through our screening process that are actively seeking capital, and you can look at those companies, look at their profile sheets, see if it's a company that might be of interest, and contact us to connect you up with them. You can also plan to attend our event. We after the event, we always have follow-up, so if you're not in the South, the East, then you can listen in on answering questions through a Q&A session on the follow-up. But come to the event, and for investors that hear this podcast and want to come to our next event, we have them about every other month. We have one in January and February, you know, March there'll be in April there'll be an event. So do the deal.org, and RSVP through there, and you will get a complimentary ticket to come to our event and save yourself $50 to $75.
Wow, that's powerful.
And you'll also get some free information. We got a venture capital glossary guide there, and we've got some other information that you'll get as an investor.
And don't forget, you started a media company.
Yes, for both entrepreneurs and investors, KYRmedia.com is a portal, if you will, for information products for entrepreneurs and investors. There's a ebook series that I authored called How to Be an Angel Investor or Learn to Be an Angel Investor. There's five books in that series so far that talks about the investment process, how investors got started, and you can go and purchase those books there. Or you can also, there's also a free ebook there that's The 5 Billionaire Secrets, or it's 1 cent if you're on that website, because if you can't do the cash register system without a penny in there. But and then there's a number of books that have been written by other companies, I mean by other authors, that are hardback books that you can order off of that website as well. And there's a number of books for entrepreneurs that are trying to grow their business and seeking capital, and they may benefit from the How to Be an Angel Investor book series as well.
And I understand, too, you're working on a couple of blogs for investors and for entrepreneurs.
That's correct. Let me just repeat the websites. Go KYRmedia.com ahead. For that, those information books. The blogs, we've launched a blog for entrepreneurs that's called entrepreneurblogspace.com, and that's entrepreneurblogspace.com. And then we have one for investors that's called myvirtualangelworld.com, myvirtualangelworld.com. So go there, you know, get some, there should be at least weekly updates from me on both of those sites, and I'd love to get your input and feedback. We'll have podcasts on there. We'll have links to, you know, other interesting blogs and links to our different websites. And
okay. And so in summary, don't forget that you got the mention the two last your websites, the launch funding and also the national business.
Okay, the launchfundingnetwork.com, L-A-U-N-C-H, like launching a rocket, fundingnetwork.com. And then NBAI, for the Network of Business Angels and Investors, is NBAI.net. NBAI, for Network Business Angels and Investors, NBAI.net.
Okay, excellent. We're speaking with Karen Renz of Cougar Ant Holdings. She's got a family of companies, and I've learned a lot, so much we run out of time, but I got to invite you back for more, because there's some other things you mentioned I really want to get into greater detail, but we'll have another conversation about that. So thank you very much, Karen. Come back and definitely check out Karen Renz of Launch Funding Network and the National Business Investors Association. So she's got ebooks. She's given one ebook for free, and she's got some events. And so check her out. So there you have it. Take care. Until next time, this has been The Passion Entrepreneur.